drivers, good morning. Welcome back. It's 5 minutes after. It's the Open Road Cafe right here on Sirius 147. It's good to have you along for the ride. And I really appreciate you being patient with us, drivers. We're trying to get through as many calls as we possibly can. We've got the Ask the Law Marathon underway. This is May 31st, 2006, and you better believe we're live on the air with the Ask the Law program brought to you as a public service by Alcoa Wheel Products and the Open Road Cafe. I've got R.J. Taylor from Old Blue USA and also Senior Trooper Monty Dial from the Texas Highway Patrol. Let's get right back to it. Don't want to keep you waiting, drivers. Let's go to Line 1, Ken, you're first up in South Carolina. Thanks for waiting around, man. Good morning to you.
Yes, I have actually two questions. One, can you get a speeding ticket based on your log?
Great question.
That is a very good question.
Would you do that? Let's rephrase that, maybe. would you do that?
You can get a ticket for anything, Ken. Now, whether or not it's a good ticket, that's where the question comes in. Myself, I would not write someone a speeding ticket off of the logbook. Just like earlier, I gave an example where this driver had driven from Bowling Green, Kentucky, to Rockwall, Texas. And he showed that he made the trip in 9.5 hours. And when I took the 9.5 hours... and divided it by the 702 miles that the trip took, his average speed was 73 miles an hour.
Yeah.
And to me, he wasn't driving that fast. What the problem was is he falsified his log.
Yeah.
But, like I say, you can get a ticket for anything. Now, whether or not they can make it stand up,
it's another story.
It's going to be another story. Right. That's what a judge is going to be there to do.
It's rare I can speed in a truck that I'm in, but I like going across Ohio. I do run over 60 mile an hour most of the time.
Okay.
And I log what I run going across there.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wondered if I could get a ticket based on that. My second question is there any kind of law stating whether or not I could drive barefooted?
Oh, that's a great question. Never heard that one before.
Not in the DOT regs. There's nothing in there that says that you have to have footwear. I know for years and years and years, people in Texas have said that there is a state law that says you cannot drive barefooted.
That's not true.
I've given people a copy of the Texas laws and says, find it in there. It does not exist.
It doesn't exist.
So there may be a state statute in that particular state that says that you can't drive unless you've got footwear on. But as far as the DOT regs, I don't know of anything that says you have to have footwear on to drive.
So that's something I'd have to look up state by state to find out.
That's correct.
All right. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Ken.
Thanks,
Great
Ken.
Question. Great question. It's one of the best in the world.